Buyer pre-qualification. Under ideal circumstances, the buyer will be pre-qualified or pre-approved for a loan before beginning the search for a home. This process benefits not only the buyer, but also the seller and agents in several ways. Buyers are able to be more realistic when setting their pricing goals. The buyer's agent has a better understanding of the buyer's ability to pay. The buyer's agent can avoid showing properties that the buyer cannot afford. Sellers are somewhat reassured that the buyer has sufficient income and credit to close the transaction. Pre-qualification and pre-approval letters are prepared on standard forms promulgated by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, SML. The standard pre-qualification is prepared using Form A conditional pre-qualification letter and can be obtained from one or more lenders as one of the first steps in the house hunting process. If the buyer is pre-approved, he or she will obtain a Form B conditional approval letter. Regardless of the pre-qualification or pre-approval letter, all parties must understand that the letter is not a guarantee that the lender will ultimately fund a loan for the buyer. All pre-qualification and pre-approval letters from lenders are subject to underwriting approval. Loan qualification ratios. One measure of an individual's ability to pay is through the use of ratios. In most loan programs, two ratios are applied. They are referred to in the industry as the front ratio and the back ratio. The front ratio is used to qualify a borrower for a loan based upon the proposed house payment and his or her gross monthly income, GMI. The house payment is the monthly payment of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PTI. In conventional lending, a front ratio of 28% means that the house payment, PTI, cannot exceed 28% of the borrower's gross monthly income. 28% times gross monthly income equals max monthly house payment. The back ratio is the ratio of the borrower's total recurring monthly debts, including such obligations as the house payment, payments on all installment debts, monthly payments on all junior liens, alimony, car lease payments, and other recurring payment obligations. In conventional lending, it is usually 36%. Both ratios must be satisfied. The income of the borrower is also critical, and the lender will verify all sources of income and evaluate both their reliability and longevity. 36% times gross monthly income equals max PTI and debts per month. A conventional loan refers to a loan made with real estate as security, and which does not involve government participation in the form of insuring or guaranteeing the loan. Most conventional loans are made in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market. Loans that are not sold in the secondary market are called portfolio loans because the lender holds the loan in their investment portfolio. If a lender intends to sell a conventional loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, the loan must conform to their standards for purchase. Conventional loans that meet these standards are known as conventional conforming loans. Elements of a conventional conforming loan include requirements for both the borrower and the property. Additionally, the documents used in the loan package must conform to Fannie Mae/Freddie Mac standards. Example: the buyers for a home have a combined gross income of $96,000 per year. What is the maximum house payment they can qualify for? And what is the amount of allowable debts? Answer: $2,240 PTI, $640 per month in allowable debts. $9,600 divided by 12 equals $8,000 per month. Times 0.28 equals $2,240 PTI. $9,600 divided by 12 equals $8,000 per month. Times 0.36 equals $2,880 PTI plus debts. $2,880 minus $2,240 equals $640 allowable debts. Qualifying ratios by loan program. FNMA/FHLMC. Divdesmit astoni procenti, slip svitra trisdesmit seshi procenti. FHA. Trisdesmit. Viens procents slips vitra, chetrdesmit, tris procenti. VA, Chetrdesmit, Viens Procents. Borrower's credit history. An essential component of the underwriting process is determining the creditworthiness of the borrower. Creditworthiness is often determined from the applicant's history and experience regarding repayment of loans and the use of revolving credit, such as credit cards. Credit histories are used by lenders as a guide to determine whether or not the consumer is likely to pay future accounts on time. Lenders obtain borrowers' credit histories from credit data companies called credit bureaus. Hundreds of local credit bureaus compile information, given to them by credit grantors, about how individuals have paid back credit obligations. Today, most lenders require reports from, at a minimum, two of the three national credit bureaus as part of the loan documentation process. The tri-merged or three-in-one credit report is a comprehensive credit report containing credit information from all three of the major credit reporting agencies. These reports offer lenders information from all three of the credit reporting agencies on one easy-to-understand credit report. Loan underwriters review the borrower's credit report to find evidence of debt repayment behavior. Some of the important areas that are reviewed are previous rental or mortgage payment history. The payment history of the borrower's housing obligations holds significant importance in evaluating credit. The repayment history on a mortgage or rental often provides a good indication of a borrower's attitude toward mortgage obligations. Mortgage payments received 30 days past the due date are reflected in an applicant's credit history as late. Two or more 30-day late mortgage payments during the previous 24 months' history will cause borrowers problems unless they have an excellent explanation. Installment and revolving credit. Credit reports detail the outstanding balance, current balance, and terms of payment on the borrower's revolving and installment debt. Past credit performance serves as a useful guide in determining a borrower's attitude toward credit obligations and predicting a borrower's future actions. A borrower who has made on-time payments on previous and current obligations represents a reduced risk. Conversely, if the credit history reflects continuous slow payments, judgments, and delinquent accounts, despite adequate income to support obligations, strong compensating factors will be necessary to approve the loan. Underwriters examine the overall pattern of credit behavior rather than isolated occurrences of unsatisfactory or slow payments. A period of financial difficulty in the past does not necessarily make the risk unacceptable if the borrower has maintained a good payment record for a considerable period since the difficulty. When delinquent accounts are revealed, the lender must document their analysis as to whether the late payments were based on a disregard for financial obligations, an inability to manage debt, or factors beyond the control of the borrower, including delayed mail delivery or disputes with creditors. Collections, repossession, foreclosures, and bankruptcies. Credit reports provide information from public records, such as collections, repossessions, foreclosures, and bankruptcies. Public derogatory records indicate a borrower's regard for credit obligations and must be considered in the analysis of creditworthiness, with the lender documenting its reasons for approving a mortgage where the borrower has collections, repossessions, foreclosures, or bankruptcies. Though these items may indicate past credit problems, they sometimes have valid explanations. Underwriters may require a letter of explanation on items noted in the public records. Many times consumers have re-established credit and have an excellent payment history on their current obligations. Recent and/or undisclosed debts. The lender must ascertain the purpose of any recent debts, as the indebtedness may have been incurred to obtain part of the required cash investment on the property being purchased. Similarly, the borrower must provide a satisfactory explanation for any significant debt that is shown on the credit report, but not listed on the loan application. The borrower must explain in writing all inquiries shown on the credit report in the last 90 days. Credit scoring. Credit scoring is a systematic process that uses statistical models to assess an individual's creditworthiness based on their credit history and current credit accounts. A credit score is a number generated by a mathematical formula based on information in a consumer's credit report, compared to information on tens of millions of other people. Although there are several scoring methods, Most lenders use the method from Fair Isaac Corporation, FICO. The three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and Fair Isaac worked together in the early 1980s to develop generic scoring models that allow each bureau to offer a score based solely on the contents of the credit bureau's data about an individual. The credit bureaus each have their own distinctive system. The scoring models have been normalized so that a score of 700 from Equifax indicates the same creditworthiness as a score of 700 from TransUnion or Experian, even though the calculations used to determine those scores are different at each bureau. Mortgage lenders have for years used credit scores, also known as FICO scores, as an important factor in the decision whether or not to offer credit. The scores range from 350 to 850 points, but those numbers signify little on their own. They become meaningful and functional within the framework of a particular lender's program underwriting guidelines. A credit score is an overall assessment that predicts the likelihood that a borrower would be a good or bad credit risk. This score is based on past delinquencies, current debt level, length of credit history, types of credit, frequency of applied credit, and the number of trade lines open. Actions that will hurt the score. Missing payments, regardless of the dollar amounts, one late payment can take up to 24 months to restore credit. Credit cards at capacity, that is, limiting out credit cards. Closing credit cards out. This lowers available capacity to borrow. Moving balances from one revolving credit card to another revolving credit card. Pay off debt rather than moving it around. Shopping for credit excessively, too many inquiries. Opening up numerous new credit lines or trades in a short period. Having more revolving loans, credit cards, in relation to installment loans. Borrowing from finance companies, especially credit that does not have to be paid back until 6 to 12 months, that is, furniture stores. The methods of calculating the borrower's FICO may differ slightly depending on the credit bureau. When obtaining the borrower's score from one of the credit bureaus, it is important to understand that the borrower's score does not come directly from FICO. It is adapted to each bureau and is given its own name. Equifax uses Beacon, TransUnion uses Empirica, and Experian uses Experian/Fair Isaac. These scores are also referred to as the borrower's bureau scores. Factors that affect the borrower's credit score. Five factors are used in credit scoring calculations that determine the borrower's overall credit score. The payment history slash previous credit performance. These include credit cards, retail accounts, department store credit cards, installment loans, finance company accounts, mortgage loans, collection items, and public records. This includes judgments, bankruptcies, suits, liens, foreclosures, collection items, and wage attachments, garnishment of wages. Most of these are considered quite serious, although older items count less than recent ones, if at all, especially more than 24 months. This includes specific details on late and missed payments. Negative information slash late payments are determined using three factors. Recently, how long ago was the last delinquency? How old is the late pay? A 30-day late payment made just a month ago will affect the borrower's score much more than a 90-day late payment from 5 years ago. Severity. What level of delinquency was reached? How late was the payment made? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or worst of all, is the payment still outstanding? Prevalence. How many credit obligations have been delinquent? The number of negative items compared to the borrower's total amount of available credit. For instance, the age of the borrower's oldest account and the average age of all the borrower's accounts are taken into consideration. The borrower's current level of indebtedness. Can the borrower pay the lender and still afford to pay his other bills? Not necessarily. Having available credit can actually help the borrower's ratio of debt to available credit. However, a large number of open accounts, even with small balances, can indicate a higher risk of overextension. This is weighted in the borrower's FICO score, but most lenders leave it to their discretion as they have access to the borrower's income amount. The length of credit history. Generally speaking, the longer the credit history, the better the borrower's score. However, this factor only makes up a small percentage of the borrower's total score. So even the young people, students, or others with short histories can still score high overall as long as the other factors show good credit. If the borrower is new to credit, then there is little the borrower can do to improve this part of their score other than opening an account and being patient. The pursuit of new credit. Consumers can shop for credit and find the best terms to meet their needs. Each time someone runs a credit check on the borrower, it creates an inquiry. Fair Isaac has changed some of its calculations to account for these new trends. Specifically, they treat a group of inquiries, which probably represents a search for the best rate on a single loan, as though it were a single inquiry. Note: this only applies to auto or mortgage loan inquiries. For example, auto loan inquiries that are within 14 days of each other only count as one inquiry. There are no good inquiries. Inquiries are typically seen as a request for credit and thus are factored as if the borrower is searching for credit. Every time the borrower fills out an online application for a credit card or another type of loan, the borrower is getting an inquiry. Too many inquiries look bad. While there are no good inquiries, there are neutral inquiries. These inquiries are most often known as consumer-initiated. A request for the borrower's credit report shows as a consumer inquiry when the borrower runs a credit check on the borrower. Pre-approval. If a potential lender has viewed the borrower's credit reports to determine whether they want to offer the borrower a loan, these are not factored into the borrower's score. However, once the borrower fills out a credit application, the borrower's full report will be reviewed, and a bad inquiry will appear on the borrower's reports. Periodic review. Many lenders will periodically review the credit reports of their current customers to see if there have been any significant changes to their credit reports. If the lender discovers that the borrower's credit score is now too low for their standards, they may close the borrower's account. These inquiries created as a result of the periodic reviews are not supposed to be factored into the borrower's credit score. Types of credit used. A healthy mix of different types of credit, installment loans, retail accounts, credit cards, and mortgage, makes up a percentage of the credit score factors. This score is not normally a key factor in determining the borrower's score, but it can help a close score. It is not a good idea to try and open different types of accounts just to try and make this factor better. It will likely reduce the borrower's score in other areas. The borrower should never open accounts the borrower does not intend to use. All three credit agencies do not always have the exact same information. Therefore, the borrower's three scores will differ slightly. As a general rule, though, if the borrower fails to qualify at one agency, the borrower is likely to be denied if one of the other bureaus is checked. Most mortgage loan companies will run all three credit agencies and take the lowest or middle score. Reading a credit report. Credit reporting agencies format and report their information differently. All credit reports contain basically the same categories of information. Identifying information. The name, address, social security number, date of birth, and employment information are used to identify the consumer. These factors are not used in credit scoring. Updates to this information come from information the consumer supplies to lenders. Trade lines. These are the consumer's credit accounts. Lenders report on each account established with them. They report the type of account, bank card, auto loan, mortgage, etc. The account was opened, the credit limit or loan amount, the account balance, and the payment history. Credit inquiries. When a consumer applies for a loan, they authorize the lender to order a copy of their credit report. This is how and why inquiries appear on a credit report. The inquiries section contains a list of lenders who accessed a consumer's credit report within the last 2 years. The report details both voluntary inquiries, spurred by the consumer's own request for credit, and involuntary inquiries, such as when lenders order a report to process a consumer for a pre-approved credit offer in the mail. Public record and collection items. Credit reporting agencies also collect public record information from state and county courts and information on overdue debt from collection agencies. Public record information includes bankruptcies, foreclosures, suits, wage attachments, liens, and judgments. Items to review. When a credit report is pulled, the following items will be reviewed: bankruptcy, date of settlement or in repayment, charge-offs, collections, foreclosures, judgments, late payments, 30, 60, 90 day late, medical bills, repossessions, student loans, deferred payments, tax liens, must be settled, reporting timeframes, judgments, 7 years from the filed date or until the governing statute of limitations has expired, paid tax lien, 7 years from the paid date or settlement date, trade accounts, 7 years from the date of last payment, collections, 7 years from the collection or P&L date, bankruptcies, Chapter 7 or 11, 10 years from the file date, bankruptcies, Chapter 13, 7 years from the file date.